alive, not like people, but like ships are alive, sir. I'll swear, all them letters pressed together in here, all the passion of them, sir. Why, I do think this place has got something like a soul, sir. Indeed, I do. The tears coursed down Groat's cheeks. It's madness, of course, thought Moist, but now I've got it too. Ah, I can see it in your eyes, sir. Yes, I can, said Groat, grinning wetly. The post office has found you. It's enfolded you, sir. Yes, it has. You'll never leave it, sir. There's families that have worked here for hundreds and hundreds of years, sir. Once the postal service puts its stamp on you, sir, there's no turning back. Moist disentangled his hand as tactfully as he could. Yes, he said. Do tell me about stamps. Thump. Moist looked down at the piece of paper. Smudgy red letters, chipped and worn, spelled out Ankh-Morpork Post Office. That's right, sir, said Groat, waving the heavy metal and wood stamper in the air. I bang the stamp on the ink pad here, then bang it, sir, bang it on the letter. There, see, done it again. Same every time, stamped. And this is worth a penny, said Moist. Good grief, man, a kid could forge this with half a potato. That was always a bit of a problem, sir, yes, said Groat. Why does a postman have to stamp the letters anyway, said Moist. Why don't we just sell people a stamp? But they'd pay a penny and then go on stamping forever, sir, said Groat reasonably. In the machinery of the universe, the wheels of inevitability clicked into position. Well then, said Moist, staring thoughtfully at the paper, how about a stamp you can use only once? You mean like not much ink, said Groat, his brow wrinkled, causing his toupee to slip sideways. I mean, if you stamped the stamper lots of times on paper, then cut out all the stampings, Moist stared at an inner vision, if only to avoid the sight of the toupee slowly crawling back. The rate for delivery anywhere in this city is a penny, isn't it? Except for the shade, sir. That's 5p, 'cause of the armed guard, said Groat. Right. Okay. I think I might have something here. Moist looked up at Mr. Pump, who was smouldering in the corner of the office. Mr. Pump, would you be so good as to go along to the goat and spirit level over at Hen and Chickens and ask the publican for Mr. Robinson's box, please? He may want a dollar. And while you're over there, there's a printing shop over that way, Teamer and Spools. Leave a message to say that the Postmaster General wishes to discuss a very large order. Teamer and Spools? They're very expensive, sir, said Groat. They do all the posh printing for the banks. They're the very devil to forge, I know that, said Moist. Or so I've been told, he added quickly. Watermarks, special weaves in the paper, all kinds of tricks. So, a penny stamping and a 5p stamping. What about post to the other cities? 5p to Stow Lat, said Groat. 10 or 15 to the others. Ha! $3 for all the way to Genoa. We used to have to write those out. We'll need a $1 stamp then, Moist started to scribble on a scrap of paper. A dollar stamp? Who'd buy one of those? Said Groat. Anyone who wants to send a letter to Genoa, said Moist. They'll buy 3 eventually, but for now I'm dropping the price to $1. $1? That's thousands of miles, sir, Groat protested. Yep, sounds like a bargain, right? Groat looked torn between exultation and despair. But we've only got a bunch of old men, sir. They're pretty spry, I'll grant you, but, well, you've got to learn to walk before you try to run, sir. No! Moist's fist thumped the table. Never say that, Tolliver, never. Run before you walk. Fly before you crawl. Keep moving forward. You think we should try to get a decent mail service in the city? I think we should try to send letters anywhere in the world, because if we fail, I'd rather fail really hugely. All or nothing, Mr. Groat. Wow, sir, said Groat. Moist grinned his bright, sunny smile. It very nearly reflected off his suit. Let's get busy. We're going to need more staff, Postal Inspector Groat. A lot more staff. Smarten up, man. The post office is back. Yes, sir, said Groat, drunk on enthusiasm. We'll do things that are quite new in interesting ways. You're getting the hang of it already, said Moist, rolling his eyes. 10 minutes later, the post office received its first delivery. It was Senior Postman Bates, blood streaming down his face. He was helped into the office by 2 watch officers carrying a makeshift stretcher.
"Found him wandering in the street, sir," said one of them. "Sergeant Colon, sir, at your service."
"What happened to him?" said Moist, horrified. Bates opened his eyes.
"Sorry, sir,"
he murmured. "I held on tight, but they belted me over the bonce with a big thing."
"Couple of toughs jumped him," said